This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
It's a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
What's going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I'm Jay. With me is Art.
Yo.
And Mike.
Hey.
It's been a while, folks.
It has.
And yet this is our final show for the season.
Yeah. We're going to do a little freestyle, officially wrap up season 15. Is that what we're on?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's things are crazy. Right, boys?
It's been a rough one.
Yep.
So where do we start? What the hell's going on with everybody? Wait, Art's in North Carolina.
Yep.
Yep.
How's it going down there, dude?
Good. Besides my appendix exploding.
Yeah. Fill us in on that.
Yeah. So apparently.
Art's been on the disabled list.
For a month and a half. I'm day to day listed. I was having issues with my stomach. And I thought it was just indigestion or just gas or whatever. And kept on putting pressure on it. Thought it would go away. Took Tums. Nope.
A baby alien exploded out of your chest.
Kinda. And then
started singing, "Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling."
And I went for a run one day and I went over to tie my shoe. I'm like, that kind of hurts. And I kept on running. And then the next day, I'm like, I should go probably see a doctor. Doctor sends me to get a CT scan. CT scan's like, you need to see a specialist. And then 2 hours later, they're like, your appendix exploded. We need to get it out right now.
It's oh.
Like, okay.
Get it out quicker or cause sepsis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how long did they say that it had exploded ago? Like,
I don't know. The guy, the doctor, the specialist that did the surgery on me is like, who drove you here? We got to let them know. I'm like, who? I mean, I drove myself. And they're like, are you in any pain? I'm like, I don't know. And then they're
dude,
like,
you were delirious.
Weird. Yeah. And so they're like, all right, we took it in. And then they took me into the operating room and supposed to be like a 2-hour operation. But with everything that was going on, not only did they scrape out my appendix, but they took out some of my intestine too. So
there
we go.
How you shitting?
Some days good, some days bad.
Really? Oh.
Might have the Charlie Hustles here and there, not going to lie.
Oh, you got the quick case of the scatters?
Yep.
Giddy ups?
Yeah.
So how's everybody else doing?
Woo! My basement is destroyed.
What?
What? What happened?
We flood?
We had water.
Ugh.
Yeah, nice and fun.
Mm-hmm. The podcast studio?
No, thankfully not the studio.
Okay.
Thankfully not the studio. The other room, the larger room.
Yeah,
the
just
room.
The part where my family lives.
Yeah.
Thankfully not the part where I do the stupid hobby.
Bone dry. Where my daughter plays.
What happened there?
We had, I believe the term is called seepage. Seepage through the
floor.
Came
up from underneath?
Yeah, underneath.
Oh, that's the worst.
Sucked. So, good news is I may be able to sue the previous owners because they never disclosed that they got water damage, and they certainly did.
Oh, wow.
So,
get them, Mike.
Yeah.
Get them.
I may be actually be able to do that. I normally wouldn't, but I was fucking pissed. From this,
she called Jackie Chiles.
Yeah.
Mike got the reference. Nice.
See, that's a good one.
I'm currently reading a Seinfeld book.
How so, yeah. Like, when did this happen?
2 weeks ago, I guess, at this point.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
So were there like cracks in the floor that it came up through, or just the water tables got so high it just fucking
it just oozed through the walls and the floor. So It was kind of like around the edging. So the good news is I managed to save the rug because it was just kind of wet around the edges, but it was also wet kind of up the walls too.
Right.
So
to the windows and the walls?
Till that sweat dripped down my walls.
Okay.
I had to, I had paneling up. I had to rip that down. I have like wainscoting. It's the name of it. It's that like 3-foot high, like in a pub.
Wainscoting. Party time.
So I had to rip that fucker off. And yeah, the water line on the back was way higher than what I actually got. So I was like, yeah, this has been wet before. So definitely somebody did not tell the truth.
Do you take pictures and document all that crap?
Oh, yeah. Most of it's still up. I'm actually taking because I just had a... This is riveting conversation. I just had a waterproofing contractor come and give me an estimate on what, because I got to add French drains and shit. You got to add a bunch of stuff to the house. It's just awesome. And my home insurance company was like, hey, we're going to give you nothing. Thanks.
Because they don't cover flood.
They don't, yes, I live on a hill, so I don't have flood insurance. Why would I have flood insurance? But then this fucking happens, and they're like, oh, yeah, that exact thing that happened to you, we don't cover that. I was like, cool, thanks, appreciate it.
It's like the Master of Disaster episode. Holy crap.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Jay, did you lose a limb or anything? You're still alive, right?
No, I actually won 10 grand in the lotto last week.
Get out.
No, I'm just kidding.
I really fell for that. 100%. Because your life right now, I could expect anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. So,
Jay's like, I just bought a blimp.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I just bought a dirigible. I'm doing transatlantic flights.
No meet, ticket.
Meet me in St. Louis.
I've just been busy working, man. That's really it on my end. But now you know why we haven't been doing shows regularly, people, okay?
Yeah.
So get off our backs.
Seriously.
I say to no one.
It has. It's been a struggle. It's been a struggle to do anything.
Yeah.
Struggle is real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't even get to go hang out with Straight No Chaser in Atlantic City this summer.
Sucked. I had to work that day, too. They were only doing one. What's the matter? They went down from like being there for 3 months to 2 weeks to 1 day.
They're losing popularity, guys.
Is their fan base dying off?
Pretty soon they'll be just doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Did you lose your wallet at all, or your cell phone this time?
No, all intact. All right, no, we didn't go.
You didn't go.
We did not go.
Oh, you? No, I think you went.
No, I don't know. I didn't go either. I think I had to fly out to. I flew out to Florida like the next morning or something like that, so I couldn't even go. And I had a beer festival like that day.
Thought of you guys though, in over in Raleigh, there's this place called the Boxcar, and it's an arcade / bar.
I saw those pictures you posted.
Dude.
Barcade.
Yeah, kind of like Barcade.
I know this is probably new with craft beer and everything and all that. Jay, you seen a lot of these things pop up or no?
Oh, there's a whole chain of them in the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called Barcade. There's like probably 5 or 6 locations around like Jersey and the city now.
Yeah.
All right.
But the ones actually, Jay, I don't know if you saw the pictures that he sent, but the ones that he was sending, it looks like it has a lot more than, because like Barcade's usually kind of just a couple of walls of games, and that's it. This place looked like it was filled.
Well, is this like retro? Because Barcade's mostly like retro games, like the stand-ups, or are you talking more like Dave and Buster's kind of thing?
No,
this was retro. There was retro. Like Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 2, Street Fighter, Street Fighter 2, NBA Jam, Tournament Edition.
Cool. Nice. A Star Wars Trilogy game, which I fucking
love. Oh, yeah. All of those games I want in my house, they were there.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I went to one in San Francisco. I went to two different places. One was like, you know, like a bar. And then the other one was a museum. It was a video game museum.
Whoa.
It was like in Fisherman's Wharf or that area or whatever. Fucking awesome.
Could you play them?
Yeah, you could play everything in the place. Okay. They had all these bizarre, like they had the original Star Wars, like that like vector graphics one.
Yes.
Oh, always been one of my favorites.
Hilarious, that game.
But they just had all these like weird old like creepy coin operated things. Like one's just like a big scary like laughing lady. It's just like you put a quarter in, it just kind of like herks and jerks and makes a creepy laugh.
You wish to be big?
Oh yeah, I did. And then I was.
You just got fatter.
Yeah.
Shimmy shimmy coco pop.
They had all these little weird ones that were just like, it would just like do like a little show. And there was one called the Executioner or something. So this is it. It looks like it's in a big, like old, like chest, like a picture window. And then you put the quarter in, body comes up that's about to be hung, and then it just drops.
What?
The body drop. It's just like someone getting hung.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then like the curtain closes. I was like, what on earth?
Fun for everybody, all the kids.
This is pre-YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just all weird, like just old like mechanical stuff like that. like really cool. But yeah, I recommend if you're ever in San Fran checking that out. It was just like weird, like on a pier somewhere. We like wandered into it. It's like, what the fuck is this? A video? What? Mm. And I was like, oh my God, I'm in heaven. But yeah, tons of old school games. It was fucking great. They had like Pole Position, like Cruising. Remember like that old driving game?
Oh
like,
yeah, Cruising.
You name it. I think they had Tron.
Oh man, nice with the dial.
Mm. Yeah, they fucking had everything.
Did they have off-road with all the steering wheels?
Yes, they did have off-road. Actually, the other place had off-road.
They had that other place too. We're playing with three other dudes, and mine didn't work. No special thing. Like, you know, you upgrade stuff.
I love it. It's like six spins to make it kind of turn right. You're like,
that stupid gray car is always beating you.
That fucking gray car.
Have you played the new Star Wars game, though, that they do have it like Dave and Buster's?
The pod one?
Yeah, you sit in it. It's like 360 screen around you. It's fucking crazy.
Oh,
yeah,
it's ridiculous. Yes.
They had that, it was like a family resort. It's like Kalahari or something like that. It was in Pennsylvania before we moved. We went there and checked it out, like a water slide park, whatever. And they had that thing. I think it was like $4 to play like one round.
Yeah. There's that. There's a Transformers one like that, too. It's freaking sick.
Oh, really?
There's a new Batman one too. It's like a driving game that's pretty fucking awesome as well.
Ooh. Is it like the sit down, like almost like what was it, Daytona, like with those things, right?
Yeah, the Batman one.
Remember, like, yeah, the Batman one.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I played that one too. Yeah, it was pretty sick.
Was it almost like Danny DeVito in Batman Returns when he's in the little fucking Batmobile?
Yes. That would have been better.
Speaking of Batman Returns, I saw on Facebook, I'm in that, you know, that crazy movie props group. Somebody bought one of the little rocket penguins, the penguins with the rocket strapped on their back from that movie.
Sweet.
Fucking dope.
How's your Batman costume, by the way?
It's good. I haven't used it since my son's birthday party.
Nice.
But we'll be using it soon. You guys be proud of me too. I got a PS3.
Nice. Whoa,
moving up, baby.
Whoa, you know they have PS4s, right?
No.
All right, baby steps.
Yeah, well, the yeah,
I got one controller, guys.
You guys want to send me all your old games. Our Blu-ray player died, so I was like, for the cost of a Blu-ray player, you can just buy a fucking PS3 and you can play video games on it too.
Yeah,
you can do all the Netflix and all that shit, and I can play Blu-rays and I can play video games, which a lot of them you can get for like $5, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah,
nice, man.
Any game recommendations for me?
I mean,
think back.
Yeah, try to. I mean, have you ever played any of the
97? I was playing.
What kind of games do you like to play?
I don't know. I played. It was sweet. The one I got was used, so already had some games like loaded on it from the last guy.
Yeah.
It also had a lot of his personal pictures, which were pretty interesting.
Oh, hello.
refurbished my ass.
Let's just say I deleted them really quickly.
Oh, no. Hello.
No, there were pictures of the guy's kid on it, though, like his baby. I was like, Jesus. Ugh. How do you not delete this shit before you fucking... It was probably like his wife just fucking threw it out the window.
Yeah.
Or just like sold it on him.
Later, asshole.
Too much. But I played a game called The Last of Us. It's like a zombie game.
That game
was fucking sick. It wasn't like the main game. It was like a sort of a spin-off game, like a downloadable like side story or whatever.
Okay.
But that was fucking amazing, dude. I couldn't believe it. I got sucked into that, and I usually hate those things, but it was like a lot of like puzzle solving and all that kind of thing. And like you got to like throw a brick to distract the zombies, so they all go one way, you go the other way. Like it was pretty cool.
You should wear your Batman costume playing Arkham Asylum.
I was just going to say, you should probably get it. Yeah. If you like the Batman games, if you've ever played any of the Batman games, they're fucking amazing, dude.
Which is the best one? Arkham Asylum?
The first one. The first one.
Go right exactly. In a row. Go. I mean, because there's actually, I don't really care about video game storylines, but Batman's is actually really good.
Okay, what's the first one?
Arkham Asylum.
Arkham Asylum. And what's the next one?
Arkham City.
Arkham City, yeah.
Okay.
And then Arkham Knight.
Yeah,
I think I saw Arkham Asylum and I was like kicking myself because I didn't buy it because it was pretty cheap too.
Yeah, that the first one's fantastic, and Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill are the voices of Batman and Joker.
You know what I did watch that I didn't like? The fucking Killing Joke. Did you guys watch that?
Yeah, that was disappointing. Actually, you're right.
I know. I was glad I didn't go to see it in the theater because I would have been really mad.
Fucking the Batman Year One and the other one that's on HBO. There's like two Batman cartoon movies on HBO right now. that on HBO Go right now that are fucking way better than that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The problem with Killing Joke is you knew everything because I don't know if you guys read the book, but I have the graphic novel and
yeah, right.
It's like you know everything, and then two, they everybody was hyping it up because Hamill and Conroy were together and doing the voices and all that, and a lot of people were like, oh, I can't wait to see it. Then everyone's like, what just happened?
They kind of, it wasn't. They didn't really add much to it. Yeah, they didn't really add much to it, man. I don't think it was written very well. Like, a lot of the stuff, some of the stuff that they picked right from the book, right from the story, was good, but it was surrounded by other shit that just made it, like, kind of stick out. You know what I mean?
The whole first, 30 minutes with that side story with that other dude, I was like, I thought I was watching the wrong thing. I thought I got, punked online. Like, someone will put something up that you download, and it's something else, and you're like, oh, you tricked me.
And then that whole thing about Batgirl, how they kind of sexed her up, that whole thing.
Yeah. Yep.
And it wasn't really bloody or graphic or, it was rated R. I don't think it needed to be rated R.
Yeah. I don't know why.
There wasn't much in it that was made it even require that.
Right.
I didn't think. So,
speaking of just Batman and all that, did you guys see Suicide Squad?
No.
I did.
Me too.
Oh, you did. That's right. I did not, but I don't care. I did not, but that's okay. Go ahead. Spoil it. I don't give a shit.
No, I was just going to say, did you guys see what Jared Leto was saying about how he hasn't seen the movie yet, and he's ticked off because he heard that a bunch of his scenes were cut? But I'm like, you got to know that even I knew, and I wasn't on the set, you weren't going to be Joker wasn't going to be a focal point of the movie.
But wasn't he in for 40 seconds? It was just ridiculous
No, he was in it for more than that.
Yeah.
I was surprised how much
10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was really just pointless. They just threw him in there to sell more tickets, man. He didn't do shit.
Did you hear somebody suing fucking Warner Brothers because of that? The false advertising?
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
That's a person that doesn't have a full-time job, didn't lose their appendix, or didn't have a house flood. I can tell you those three things that person is not having right now.
I'll tell you what though, Art, is we're any three of us is that person on a bad day. All it takes is one bad day. We turn into the Joker.
We're falling down.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't very good. It wasn't terrible, but it was just all right. Yeah. I thought I was very disappointed with Harley Quinn. I thought she was almost annoying and kind of ruined it.
I don't have no flame of reference. Art.
Again, with it was almost like Harley Quinn had the Megan Fox Transformers issue with it, where it's like you're not focusing on everything; you're just focusing on this one girl that is obviously there to show TNA, and it was like, all right, there were certain parts of the Joker Quinn relationship that the stuff that was good, it was quick flashes. And you're like, I kind of want to see more of what was happening
there.
Yeah,
I want that story. Yep, totally.
But unfortunately, for they did film scenes like that, but because of Batman versus Superman and how everyone's there was dark, and it's not like the Avengers and everything's not happy Marvel, we have to switch around to try and be like them. No, you don't. DC, you can just be your own self. But they took those scenes out because of that, because of all the backlash they got of, Batman killing people in Batman versus Superman and just other dark themes or whatever. But they did add, a lot of other people from the DC universe, which I was surprised seeing in the film. But there were certain parts that were great, and then there were certain parts that were like, all right, this is just them kind of not jumping the shark, but I got to put this in there for everybody that is going to see a summer blockbuster or quote unquote blockbuster. I got to put this in there because this is part of the formula for the summer movie. That was, I enjoyed some parts of it, other parts, not so much.
Yeah, this has been a kind of a shit summer for movies. Really, mm-hmm.
I just saw a Sausage Party.
How was that?
What'd you think of that?
It was all right. And then two really great scenes. And it feels like they just made this movie just to do the two scenes. Those were the ideas they had. They just kind of filled in the rest with bullshit. So, I'll throw a minor spoiler alert out here. But yeah, the two scenes are obviously the one they show in the commercial where they she starts cooking the food and just fucking killing everything.
Yeah.
And then the other scene, and this is the big spoiler, I guess, is at the end, there's just a food orgy. So it's just a it's just a crazy just food orgy. I mean, I can't explain it any more than that.
It's
really funny. It's just like way fucking over the top, like insane. You know, it's kind of like the dick scene in Superbad, but like times a thousand.
Yeah,
it's just fucking, it's just insane.
Well, apparently they got the idea from Team America. They wanted you know how that sex scene was just ridiculous between the two puppets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
So they wanted to like go in that direction and fucking go over the top. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean it definitely had some funny parts. It's worth seeing. You know, it's pretty funny. But I mean, it wasn't like great or anything. But just if you just watch those two scenes, that you've got enough. Did you guys watch Stranger Things?
Yes.
Not yet.
Really good.
Art, you haven't?
Not yet, no.
I'm super surprised at that, dude.
I know.
It is all about your wheelhouse. Seriously.
It's literally about the wheelhouse you have in your backyard.
Yes.
by the old creek.
All about it.
These kids in North Carolina find an old wheelhouse.
Get in that wheelhouse. Get out of that wheelhouse. That's Art's wheelhouse. Get out of it. You're not allowed in it. Art's allowed in it.
The wheelhouse of the appendixless man.
Get it. You got an appendix? Skedaddle. And it's Art's wheelhouse.
No, it just kind of shows our age where there was someone on Facebook talking about like strangest things. Like, I don't get it. And one person's like, what do you mean you don't get it? He's like, I don't know. All this stuff, I guess it was geared to people who are maybe like in their late 30s, early 40s. You know, I'm in my early 30s. And he's like, I just didn't really care for it.
Dude.
Okay.
The only thing that makes it geared towards that is like the setting, the time that it's set in. And I don't know how they did that so well, but they really made it feel like you were watching like an old VHS movie.
Oh, it was fantastic.
It was unreal.
The whole thing was fantastic. I think part of it was that there was nobody in it that you knew. So
it could have been. Definitely made it better.
Yeah, it could have been anybody, you know. And then the only person that was of note is Winona Ryder, who looks the same since that time anyway.
No, she doesn't. I didn't realize that was her.
Serious? Well, they made her look really shitty in this for obvious reasons, but.
Did they, or is she just old now?
No, she's not that old. She really isn't.
She's getting ready for Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that really happening?
Yeah.
Nice.
Keaton and her both signed on.
Really? Sweet.
Keaton's in.
But that's awesome.
Yeah, dude, Stranger Things, you'll love it, Art.
All right. Did you guys see Ghostbusters?
No.
Neither did I.
That is terrible that none of us have seen that. That doesn't say much for that fucking movie. God damn it. I really
I'll
wanted
watch
that money
it when
to
it comes
be good.
Out video. I'm not going to go pay money to go see it.
Yeah, I want to see it. I'm just waiting for a quality copy to show up online.
Right. I do hear that it's not that bad.
No. How can it be? The fucking cast is amazing.
Yeah, didn't Cousin Jay say it was good?
Did he? Yeah, probably. He loved it. He definitely loved it.
Did your brother see it?
Did Rob see it? I don't think so. I don't think he did. Okay. You know what I saw that was fucking terrible. And I was kind of annoyed. The new Independence Day.
Oh yeah.
You saw that?
Oh, it was dog shit. It was utter dog shit, man. I was highly disappointed. Although there were some cool like little nods to the original one, it was just nothing. It was nothing like the fucking original one at all. I would never want to watch this.
Turn that down because of Suicide Squad, I heard, right?
Is that right? Well, yeah, they killed him off in the movie. Like, why he wasn't there? He was already dead. He died in some kind of like training accident. Yeah,
that's honorable. There you go.
Fucking cool though. I mean, you know, like I said, like some of the nods to the other one, but it was not good.
Did they explain why Data was still alive?
Yeah. Yes, it was like some kind of like coma that he was in. I don't know. Whatever.
Die. Release me now. All right. Because I was wondering, like, saw in the pre, like, I thought he died.
Yeah, so did I. No, they need him back. Good old Brent Spiner.
Speaking of Ghostbusters, I went to a beer festival up at Omegang in Cooperstown.
Nice.
And the theme of the festival was Bill Murray.
Oh, wow. Just so, like our Halloween party last year.
Did he show up?
Was it? No, they did invite him. Someone got a hold of his like 800 number and invited him, and they had a hotel reserved for him. The best hotel room in Cooperstown. And the rumor is that somebody did check in, but I don't know. It's just a rumor. There were no sightings of him or anything. I'm sure like if he was up there, somebody would have had a picture online or something somewhere. Yeah, the rumors were around like, oh, he's here in costume somewhere. But I don't think he showed.
That's awesome.
But it was sweet. They had, there are tons of people just dressed as all Bill Murray characters. I didn't realize how popular either that or it's just a cheap, easy group costume, but the Life Aquatic is apparently very popular.
Yeah, it's an easy group costume, but yes.
You think that's it?
That's definitely it, but it, you know, it's a straight up hipster fucking cult classic, man.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But they had the Ecto-1 there. They had someone like, you know, privately owned Ecto-1.
Wow.
Pretty sweet. Yeah, it was like legit. They had like a fucking 50-foot inflatable Stay Puft, which was pretty awesome.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. If you look, just look up Omegang. It's called BCTC, Belgium Comes to Cooperstown. You go on their Facebook page, you can see pictures of it.
Sweet.
But it's like a whole weekend long festival. It's pretty awesome. And my brewery Chatham made a beer called Carl's Cannonball from Caddyshack. So it was the scene where him and Chevy Chase are fucking smoking the joint and drinking the wine back and forth. Cannonball coming.
Hit this real fast.
Yeah, so we did a smoked Simcoe IPA. So you had the big Bob Marley joint, and then we blended in some white wine.
Nice.
Yeah, it was actually really good.
Solid move.
Yeah, people were digging it. And then me and my buddy Mike, we dressed up. He dressed up as Bill Murray. I dressed up as Chevy Chase. Pretty sweet. So, yeah, that was good times.
I have another Ghostbusters-related thing. I watched, there's a movie on Netflix, a documentary on Netflix that just popped up called Ghost Heads about Ghostbuster fucking fanatics.
Oh, really?
It's the most intriguing and the saddest thing you'll ever see. It's amazing. It was really funny to watch and also really sad. Some of these cats that just love that movie so much. I didn't realize it was so, like, I didn't even realize it was that level, like Star Trek-y level, like Star Wars people level.
It seems to be gaining momentum over like the last 5-10 years.
Yeah,
like people building their own like proton packs and all that shit.
Oh, some of them proton packs are legit.
Yeah, I saw one at Comic-Con that was insane.
Yeah,
the guy totally built it himself. Like all the like lights and everything were like 100% accurate. It was crazy.
Well, if you ever
and I was wearing my Shaun of the Dead costume, and he has to take a picture with me. I'm like, all right, dude.
And he and
is San Diego or New York?
Now New York.
He jumped on. He probably jumped on one of these sites that I've seen where they sell pre-made pieces for homemade proton packs.
Right.
You go down a rabbit hole a couple of times, and you're like,
Did you get your Ant-Man costume yet?
No.
Come on.
My basement flooded.
Oh. <come on. laughs> My appendix burst, but I still got a Star Wars outfit costume.
Yeah, that was prior to. That was BA.
That was your Make-A-Wish thing, though.
Yeah. That was BA, BAB, before appendix burst. Art, that was like that fucking website that I sent you about the, like, make your own lightsabers with the crystals and everything, too.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts, some of that shit, dude. Some of that, like, the prop site that Jay showed us, like.
You go down that, you go down that internet wormhole, and you're like, all of a sudden, you're like $2,000, like, credit card debt, just because.
Just because if I'm getting a Stormtrooper uniform, might as well get a blaster.
Yeah, right?
Gotta get one.
Of course. What, are you gonna be a fucking Stormtrooper without a blaster?
Exactly.
He got a broom. He's one of the part of the cleaning crew.
I sent you guys the pictures from the festival on WhatsApp. For all you nice. Listeners, tough shit.
Nice.
So what are we doing after this, you guys? Right. Are we're gonna keep going? We're gonna take a little time off, I think, even though we sort of did already.
Yeah.
What's the plan here?
Okay, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this.
Oh, what's happening? Am I getting let go?
No. Let's talk about this because I really like this idea. We've said it a couple of times, and I know you've kind of did some research on it, but the idea of going through the old Batman series and doing kind of like a you know, kind of like a commentary on that, a running commentary on that. Now, you said that you wanted to check and see if anybody else has done it, and there are other people that do it?
Yeah, two people have done, or one is still, I think they're both still going, actually. One is, it's well done, but the dudes are just boring. It's like a couple old guys. And I think they might have been at, when we did New York Comic Con, like when we first started, when we had a booth there, like I think these guys were there. I think they might have been like next to us or some shit. And they were just like the fucking lamest fucking nerds.
Do you remember that? They're
just like stuck up like douchebags.
Yeah. Do you even want to say their name? I don't even know what the name of the show was.
I don't even remember.
Okay. But
whatever it was, when I saw the name, it kind of like rang a bell a little bit.
Okay.
And it's just, it's terrible. It's not entertaining. I mean, they've got, it's like well produced and informative, and but it's fucking boring.
Right.
It's not funny or entertaining like the way we would do it. And then somebody else is doing it too, but I haven't had a chance to listen to that one yet.
Because I'm still all for it. If you want to fucking do it, I'm still all for it. Because I think it's a great idea as far as like being able, you know exactly what the topic's going to be every week. You do your, we can actually do some actual research by watching the episode and writing down some notes. You know what I mean? Like I could, you got a week to prepare. It's every week. It's great. I think we could fucking kill it.
I mean, I'm game to try it. We'll just start as a separate podcast. I'm sure Simply Syndicated, we want to put it out.
What do you want to call it?
That's a good question. I think, yeah, we got to see what the other ones are called and not call it that. I think it'd be cool to, I mean, they get, or one of them get, has like some guests on here and there. I mean, it might be kind of cool to have a guest do it with us.
Sure.
You know, find some either hardcore Batman fans or celebrities are into Batman, but yeah, we could certainly try and do that. But yeah, I think it'll be fun, you know, but we'll keep running counts on like, holy, this Batman's and fucking the different sound effects. I think it'll be fun to keep a running count on how many like pows, splats, and kabams there are, and all that shit.
What the names were,
yeah, like the punch sound effects.
Yeah,
like,
if everybody gets
off,
it'd be Zorp. If everybody like gets a job, you know, like,
yeah, kind of like keep track of this.
I keep track of this. You keep, yeah, that'd be cool.
I think it'd be fun to have all like, you know, keep track of all the random things that have signs.
Yes,
that are super obvious. Like bat pole, bat phone. They just have a sign next to it. I always fucking find that hilarious.
I think I think also a running list of all of the supervillains' henchmen's names.
Yes, when they're on their shirts.
On their shirts. Those are probably one of my favorite parts, the running gags of fucking Batman.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of ridiculous shit that'll be fun to kind of keep track of.
Yeah.
So I guess let's give it a try.
Why not? So the only thing we gotta do is do you have the box set? I know, Jay, you do.
I have season one and two, I think.
Okay. That's what you have? How many seasons were there?
30.
I don't
know. Fucking bonanza we're doing.
I feel like it was like five, maybe.
Yeah? All right.
Something like that.
I'll definitely have to just make a purchase and just get the fucking at least the first two.
Ooh. Well, I'm sure I can rip the first bunch and put them online for you guys. Are they on YouTube? They're probably just on YouTube.
Maybe.
Like everything's out there somewhere. What's this?
Needed that. I'm down for that, man.
Yeah.
See if we can get Adam West on.
Yeah, man, we could try. Can't hurt. Try to get like Kevin Smith, Ralph Garman. They might come on.
Did Burt Ward die? Or is he still around?
Nah, I think he's still alive.
Let's get the ostrich in here.
He died, but his huge cock's still out there banging broads.
remember we deemed him the ostrich? Because he's Robin all grown up and fat. We say, oh, he's the ostrich now.
Callback.
Yeah, that's a way callback.
All right. So then we'll kind of go on a mini hiatus with the show. Maybe we'll do like a pop-in freestyle here or there.
Okay.
To kind of, you know, catch up.
Break it up.
And let's fucking give this a whirl. See how far we can get before we lose interest.
Yeah. Something from left field right now. Have you guys seen that Fight Club 2 through Dark Horse comic books?
No.
He's doing a comic book series now through Dark Horse.
I thought he was
came out a while ago. I feel like last Comic Con, I remember they were promoting it.
Hey, we haven't talked in a while. Leave me alone.
Did you read it?
No, I just wanted to. I thought Jay, you probably out of the three of us would have checked that out.
No, but when I was at Comic-Con last year, the artist who did the cover is a guy who was on a podcast I listened to, and he was like doing a signing, and I just happened to be walking by, and I was like, oh, hey, this guy. I was like, oh, I heard you on this podcast. He was like, oh, shit, that's cool. And I was like, all right, see ya.
Big gulps, huh?
All right, cool. Nice calzone.
But yeah, it looked pretty cool. I would like to read it. Is it out like as a graphic novel yet? Because that's
the only way
I'm ever going to read it.
Yeah, you can probably pick it up there.
Can't Barnes be doing Noble. The buying comic books stuff. Do you do that like online comic book app thing?
Yeah, DC and Marvel, big time, yeah.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, especially the Star Wars books and wait for the theme music after I say it. Old Man Logan, they did another series again. It's pretty good.
Do you pay one price for that? How does that work? You get like every comic that they put out?
You can't. There's certain membership prices. Yeah, I just pay like $2.99 for a comic.
Huh. So you just buy the comics and you just...
Yeah.
Wow. So you don't even have the comic and you're paying the same price?
Yes and no. Like some of them, like if you go to a comic book store, I think they're like $3.99 or $4.99.
I thought you pay some kind of like monthly rate and you get to read whatever the hell you want.
You can
do that too. Yeah.
Oh, that's the way to go. My brother does that. He fucking loves it. He can just basically, you know, sitting bored at work or whatever, and you read like 50 comics just sitting there on your phone.
When is anybody bored at work? Come on, folks.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't. That it just bothers me. Okay, I'm going to read this thing in literally 4.5 minutes, and then I got to wait another month to like for the next fucking 32 pages. Come on. Especially in this day and age, who intakes media that way? It's so fucking antiquated. Just do the whole series at once and then put it out all at once.
That's what happens with Netflix, like Daredevil series, like all 13 episodes come out at once.
Yeah. Oh, Luke Cage in the next month.
Oh, man.
Can't wait.
Okay, there's 120 episodes of the Batman TV show. We're going to be doing this till we die.
Sweet.
No more show prep. No more show prep.
120. That's like 2.5 years worth right there for it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We can do it.
Yeah, you think? Maybe we could just do a Masters of None segment at the end of each Batman show.
There you go. Perfect.
It's like a 5-minute version of this. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
You just do a quick off topic, like, list of something there, something versus something, like a mini
vignette,
like a lightning round Masters of Nine.
Oh, there you go.
Sucks or rules be like in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Wrong. That guy died.
Yeah, he did. McLaughlin,
the McLaughlin group guy.
Yeah, he died.
Sad.
Yeah.
Okay,
we lost a lot of people last year. Have we talked since Prince died?
I think so.
Fucking Prince.
Pretty sure we did. Oh, you know what though? 120 episodes, I think they're counting because each one was 2 episodes. Like each episode, remember? It was like split in half.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's probably really only 60 episodes.
Damn it. That's only over a year's worth.
Well, we'll first do the commentary on the original series and the remastered series.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go over each like a special effect that got added.
Or, you know, it would be great is if we split up the episode in two and released one, the first half in the morning and then the second half at night.
Or we could just really milk it and just release one and then the next one like the next day or the next week.
Yeah.
Half an episode.
And every,
it takes media like that, though. Come on.
Every part one episode, we're all like really concerned that Batman and Robin aren't going to make it out of it. Like, guys, I don't know about this one, man. This one's rough. I mean, they're wrapped in tinfoil, and there's a bunch of bees coming at them. There's no way they're going to move in time. Who had time to build all those wacky little, like, traps and shit? Every single one of them had time to be like, all right, you get the macaroni and the glitter.
Craft Wednesday.
Yeah, we got to put this shit together before Batman gets trapped in it.
Did they just reuse the same, like, evil contraptions for the Price is Right later?
Yeah, I was just going to say. Robin definitely was tied to the Yodeler one time.
Yeah. Plinko, they would drop like Chinese throwing stars down.
Batman Langan.
What's this?
Great, Lederhosen Batman.
Finally got used that sound.
The so Joker excited. Traps Batman. He's like, is this can of toothpaste? Yeah. Tube of toothpaste. 169 or 239? And you have Batgirl, Robin, Commissioner Gordon, like, 149! 149!
There should be like an evil shopping villain. I'm going to raise prices until no one in Gotham can afford to eat.
No!
I can't the wait wholesaler.
To get... There you go.
The wholesaler. That's fantastic.
The price monger.
The rollbacker.
The rollback would definitely be one of the henchmen. Yeah,
definitely. Definitely.
Rollback wholesale.
Rollback wholesale, get them.
Retail tax.
You'll never get away with this, price monger.
Discount.
They use pricing guns.
Yeah, they're pricing. Stickers over their eyes, just big ones. That's what. That's how. That's his trap. It's just a really big sticker. He's just wrapped around a big sticker.
Batman's mouth's taped shut with a big price tag.
They're slowly going over the conveyor belt over to the laser scanner, and it's just going to burn their retinas.
The cashier.
Yeah. What's this? Yeah. Will the blind bat be put in jeopardy?
No, the conveyor belt goes to the deli slicer. The
yeah, there you slicer. Go. There you go. Zoof, zoof, zoof. Just a big
will
one.
Will Robin be $3.99 a pound? Find out next week.
Your number's next.
Would you like your bat sliced thin?
Batman's on Slay Away.
What's this? Damn you, price monger. Well, I can't go out on a better note than that, I think.
We're good.
All right, kids. So we're going to take a break with Masters of None. We'll probably put an episode out to let you know when the other show is going to start.
That's a good idea.
Probably be in a few weeks, I would guess. So, yeah, stay tuned and thanks. And we'll talk to you later. So I'm Jay for Mike and Art.
See ya.
See ya.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
They had it. I think someone had it, and they were like, "We want that. We gotta get it."
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you gonna go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.